Blog Talk Radio.
Come shine your light, open your heart, show us your gift that sets you apart. When you believe, then you can see that you are the star of your own destiny.
Hi, and welcome to the Honoring Hour. My name is Lynn, and I'm your host today. I'm really glad that you're joining me. Today is August 10th, and we did have a show scheduled today. Unfortunately, our guest was not able to make it on. She had an emergency that prevented her from being able to be with us today. However, we have rescheduled her for later on in the year, and Michelle Miller will be here to talk to us about limbic resonance topic, We Become What We Love. So if you're not sure what limbic resonance is, because I've seen a little bit of conversation about that on Facebook, please do go to our guest page of The Honoring Hour, www.thehonoringhour.com, on the guest page. And Michelle's done a beautiful job of writing some information out for you about that. So what I've decided to do today, instead of not having a show at all, because I like to keep that every other week pattern going, is I decided to do a meditation. And I'll get to that in just a moment. First, I wanted to tell you about some of the fantastic guests that we have coming up on the show. I'm really delighted that the Honoring Hour is taking off the way that it is. We are scheduled through the end of the year. We are working on figuring out dates with some guests, and we're coordinating clean through February. So I'm really, really excited about that. We're getting everything together. You can find out who all we're going to have on here and some information on the guest page of the Honoring Hour that has been updated, and it's got the majority of the people on there through the end of the year. But just to give you a heads up, our next show is going to be August 24th, and we're going to have Kelly Fenters on here, and she's talking about all hypnosis is self-hypnosis, taking control of your world one step at a time. And again, the guest page is a really wonderful way to find out more about the guests and the topic that they are discussing. After that, we're going to have on September 7th, we're going to have Olivia East from Ray of Light Massage Therapy talking to us about hot stone massage. And if you've never had one, I'm telling you, it goes beyond words. They are fantastic. Then I'm delighted to have after that on the September 21st, Philip Shepherd talking about his brand new book that just launched on August 5th, New Self, New World, Recovering Our Sense in the 21st Century. And I have not received his book yet. It's in the mail. I should have it at the post office today. I'm going to go pick it up after the show. But this person was recommended to me through Jeff Brown. And if you have not had the opportunity to meet or know Jeff Brown, he wrote a fantastic book called Soul Shaping. He's got a huge movement going on Facebook. So Jeff is just a fantastic individual, and I knew that anybody that he recommended to the show was going to be phenomenal. So I am super psyched about Phil's show as well. Beyond that, we have Stephen Victor. He's going to be on here talking about moving through fear. And then at the end of October, we are going to have Don Jose Ruiz. It's Miguel Ruiz's son talking to us about the Fifth Agreement. So I'm really, really happy about that. We're going to have Marianne Wilding on here after that. We're going to have Kimberly Ballas back talking about emotional anatomy. And if you have not had the opportunity to go to the archives and listen to Dr. Ballas' previous show, I do want you to know that that is the most downloaded show at this time. All the shows continue to get downloaded, but there's some information on there that she imparted that people are just eating up, so you might want to go and check that out. And finally, for those of you who have been asking, I have found her. I have found a professional animal communicator, Karen Wrigley, and I know there are plenty of them out there, but I finally linked up with one that felt really right and responded, and we coordinated the date. So Karen Wrigley is going to be on our show in December. So please do go to the guest page of the Honoring Hour and check out all these fantastic people that are going to be on there. And I invite you to check back periodically, once every couple of weeks, because I do add as I get going. Sometimes I fall behind. I'm a one-man show, but just keep checking back. And definitely, if you have not already, you can link up with us on Blog Talk. Please become our friend there. We're on LinkedIn, we are on Twitter, and we are on Facebook. And Facebook's probably the easiest way to keep up with everything that's going. One last thing before I get into the meditation. Every other Tuesday when there is not a show on the Honoring Hour, I am going to be doing free half-hour readings, and this is going to go on indefinitely. So if you go to the Honoring Hour main page, www.thehonoringhour.com, you can link with the information there. So I'm excited to be bringing that as well for those people who are in need of that. Okay, with that being said, let's go ahead and move into our meditation. Let's start off just by taking a deep breath, and I will say that meditation is meant for you. It's meant as a little bit of downtime, a gift to yourself, whether it be 2 minutes or 20 minutes or 2 hours, however long you can give yourself is beautiful. But please do not be driving or operating heavy equipment or doing anything that otherwise needs your full attention, because meditation is about putting attention on you, not on something else. So let's get into a nice, quiet, comfortable place. If you have trouble drifting off while you are meditating, it's best to keep your feet on the floor, hands palms down. It's a trick I learned from Kristen McCormack, Spirit School of the Intuitive Arts, fantastic teacher, mentor, and friend. If you haven't checked out her website, you ought to do it, spiritschool.net, I believe is what that is. And take some deep breaths. We really need deep breath. Oxygen is so essential to cleansing out the body, making us healthy, moving the toxins out. And as you're letting the breath come fully and completely into your body, expanding your diaphragm, feel yourself relaxing. Your soul into every cell of your body. Allow it to expand out into your energy field. The soul is endless, so it can occupy every cell, every space in between the cell and the space outside your body. Now extend your energy all the way down to the center of the earth. Honoring Mother Earth by asking for permission and inviting her to join with us at a soul level. Offering gratitude for all the wonderful bounty that's here, the beauty that's here on the planet. As you feel your own soul energy merge with that of the earth, allow yourself to feel the truth of heaven right here on earth, fully embodied in your physical being. take a moment to observe how that feels. Keep your breath going deep and steady. The more you relax, the deeper and easier it is to breathe deeply. The deeper your breath will go, the easier. Having difficulty letting your body relax and just be present in this now moment? Are you sinking in deep, barely aware that you're being guided in this minute? For each of us to be able to take time for ourselves. When we are in prayer, we are doing communication. We are communicating higher power by whatever name we call them. And in meditation, that's a great time to let that higher power communicate with us. So invite in from the highest aspect of yourself. Whatever message or healing energy or comfort or vibration that you're needing today. Not tomorrow, not yesterday, even in 2 or 3 hours, but right now. Trust that your soul in its highest life knows exactly what. Just let your body experience whatever energy it is. Bye. in-breath. It's the first that your soul is in every cell of your body. And with every out-breath, you can feel your cells rejoicing at the presence of your soul. Allowing the rightful occupant. Your soul is the rightful occupant of every cell in the space of the time. Every cell. In this moment, be grateful for every part of your being. Know the truth of the perfection and the beauty in every imperfection of who you are. It's all divine. Allow your body to tell you where you may be storing tension. And allow your soul to release to help you let it go. And in this moment, just be able to completely relax. Knowing that you are safe. You are loved, that you are the radiant light, the glorious being that you are, that you know that all is well. Space, time, and smell. You're so completely connected. The truth of the highest aspect of who you are. You can really feel. You can know within your body. Your heart is feeling. And all is well. Everything in your life is in perfect and divine order. And from this space, any chaotic activity that is outside of this moment can be aligned to fall into the vibration anyone out there is listening who has a respiratory ailment, be it long-term, acute, chronic, new or old, just set the intention that you're breathing. Or how little, and do its job. Beautiful, radiant exchange that we have with the planet, our breath. Reaffirm the presence of your soul in every cell of your body. Consciously into the room that you're in, allowing yourself to come out of some of the trance-like things that may let the music continue to flow through you, reaffirming that you fully and completely can be in this space, can have this connection, whenever you choose to set the intention and act upon it. I want to thank you for joining us here on the Honoring Hour today. Glad that you joined us for the meditation. I know you will enjoy when Michelle is able to be here and talk to us about mimetic resonance. Great topic, great purpose. I'd like to invite you back on August 24th, when Kelly Spencer is going to be talking to us about all hypnosis and self-hypnosis. Would love to have you come back on September 7th as well, when Olivia East is going to talk to us about a hot stone massage. And boy, hope you all have the opportunity to get one, because they are amazing, at least with Olivia. So I think even a bad one would still have to be a good one. I don't know if there's such thing as bad hot stone massage and the same thing. So, and then we're going to have, on September 21st, Philip Shepherd talking to us about his book, New Self, New World. I hope to have been at least almost completely through it by the time I'm here up with Kelly on the show, so I'll be able to give you a little bit more detail about that. We've got some fantastic people coming on the show in the next 6 months, so please do check out our website, www.thehonoringhour.com. Go to the guest page and you can read a little bit more about them. There's also links to most of their websites if they have them, or contact information if they've got it on there. So you can check them out a little bit more fully there. And again, for all of you who've been waiting for a pet communicator or someone who can talk to animals, we're going to have Karen Wrigley on here in December. We're lining up some great stuff for the beginning of next year, so we're super excited. As always, I do invite you to email me or call me and let me know if you have a topic, if you've got something you want to know. We want to hear from you. I definitely want this to be a show that is here for everyone. And, you know, I'm one person, and I may not be aware of things that are out there. That's how I'm getting some great people that are coming on, because people are actually letting me know that they're out there. So please do email me or call me or Facebook me and let me know what's out there that you want to know about. I'll do what I can to get somebody on the show. If you have a talent of your own, please do let me know. Again, go to the main page of The Honoring Hour, www.thehonoringhour.com. I'm going to be doing free readings. I do readings otherwise, but I'll be doing free readings on the Tuesday when I do not have a show, and would like for you to, if you need to, take advantage of that. Thank you again for joining us. We'll be looking forward to having you with us again. If you haven't already, please find us on Blog Talk, on LinkedIn, on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter. Have a great day.